Sirach, chapter 45. And he brought out of him a man of mercy, which found favor in the sight of all flesh, a man beloved of God and men, even Moses, whose memorial is blessed. He made him like to the glory of the saints, and magnified him in the fears of his enemies. By his words he caused the wonders to cease, he glorified him in the sight of kings, he gave him commandment for his people, and showed him part of his glory. He sanctified him in his faithfulness and meekness, he chose him out of all flesh. He made him to hear his voice, and led him into the thick darkness, and gave him commandments face to face, even the law of life and knowledge, that he might teach Jacob the covenant, and Israel his judgments. He exalted Aaron, a holy man like to him, even his brother, of the tribe of Levi. He established for him an everlasting covenant, and gave him the priesthood of the people, he beautified him with comely ornaments, and girded him about with a robe of glory. He clothed him with the perfection of exaltation, and strengthened him with apparel of honor, the linen trousers, the long robe, and the ephod. And he compassed him with pomegranates of gold, and with many bells round about, to send forth a sound as he went, to make a sound that might be heard in the temple, for a memorial to the children of his people, with a holy garment, with gold and blue and purple, the work of the embroiderer, with an oracle of judgment, even with the Urim and Thummim, with twisted scarlet, the work of the craftsman, with precious stones graven like a signet, in a setting of gold, the work of the jeweler, for a memorial engraved in writing, after the number of the tribes of Israel, with a crown of gold upon the mitre, having graven on it, as on a signet, holiness, an ornament of honour, a work of might, the desires of the eyes, goodly and beautiful. Before him there never have been any such, no stranger put them on, but his sons only, and his offspring perpetually. His sacrifices shall be wholly consumed every day twice continually. Moses consecrated him, and anointed him with holy oil, it was to him for an everlasting covenant, and to his seed, all the days of heaven, to minister to him, and to execute also the priest's office, and bless his people in his name. He chose him out of all living to offer sacrifice to the Lord, incense, and a sweet savour, for a memorial, to make reconciliation for your people. He gave to him in his commandments, yes, authority in the covenants of judgments, to teach Jacob the testimonies, and to enlighten Israel in his law. Strangers gathered themselves together against him, and envied him in the wilderness, even Dathan and Abiram with their company, and the congregation of Korah, with wrath and anger. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him, and in the wrath of his anger they were destroyed, he did wonders upon them, to consume them with flaming fire. And he added glory to Aaron, and gave him a heritage, he divided to him the first fruits of the increase, and first did he prepare bread in abundance, for they shall eat the sacrifices of the Lord, which he gave to him and to his seed. However in the land of the people he shall have no inheritance, and he has no portion amongst the people, for he himself is your portion and inheritance. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar is the third in glory, in that he was zealous in the fear of the Lord, and stood fast in the good forwardness of his soul when the people turned away, and he made reconciliation for Israel. Therefore was there a covenant of peace established for him, that he should be leader of the saints and of his people, that he and his seed should have the dignity of the priesthood forever. Also he made a covenant with David the son of Jesse, of the tribe of Judah, the inheritance of the king is his alone from son to son, so the inheritance of Aaron is also to his seed. God give you wisdom in your heart to judge his people in righteousness, that the good things be not abolished, and that the glory endure for all their generations.